A very good evening on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Megillah Chav Tes, Megillah 29a, pagination 57. About 15 lines from the top, at the end of a line, Tanya, Rab Shimon ben Yochi, Omer, Rab Shimon ben Yochi, taught. Bo'u re'eh, come and see. Kama chavivin Yisrael lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how dear the Jewish people are in front of Hashem. Shebecho makom shegalu, because even when they went into galus, Shechina imahem, the Shechina went with them. For example, galu leMitzrayim, when they went to Mitzrayim, Shechina imahem, the presence of Hashem was with them. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, and this requires a little bit of paying attention here, but the Navi tells Eli, the Navi being Elkanah, Shmuel's father, tells Eli, who is the Kohen Gadol, and is being informed that his dynasty is short-lived, because his children are not righteous. So part of the prophecy being told to Eli included the words, Shmuel Aleph, Perek Beis, Pasuk Chaf Zayin, Haniglo Niglesi El Beis Avicha Behiyosam B'Mitzrayim. Did I not reveal myself to your father's house when they were in Mitzrayim? Again, did I not reveal myself to your father's house? Rashi tells us this is referring to a prophecy that Aaron HaKohen, at that point not yet Kohen, but that Aaron had in Mitzrayim, Moshe's brother. Aaron, the start, the patriarch of Kohanim. Rashi refers us to a pasuk in Yecheskel, Perek Chof, Pasuk Zayin, and this is the prophecy that Rashi tells us was told to Aaron in Mitzrayim, Va'omar Aleihem, Ish Shikutzei Einav Hashlichu, each person, what's negative through his eyes, he should abstain from, Uvugulule Mitzrayim Alti Tama'u, and don't be involved, don't defile yourself with the negativity of Mitzrayim. Ani Hashem Elokeichem, I am Hashem, your God. This is a prophecy sent through Aaron, which is just astounding to think this through, that the Jewish people during that exile, during that galus, were in a situation of challenge where they were threatened to be drawn in to the local culture. And Aaron became a preacher, telling people not to follow what they were seeing, not to be drawn in, not to admire it, because you end up being sucked in if you admire it too much. And he was informing them to stay strong with their Abrahamic code, if you will, the tradition of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Eli is being told, listen, your family, even from the times of Mitzrayim, were spokespeople for Hashem. Hashem revealed himself to your ancestor, even in Mitzrayim, to keep people straight and connected. So the Musa to Eli is a subject of its own, that he should be a continuation of that great tradition to be a representative of Hashem, and his children should follow in that way. But for our purposes, the pasuk that says, Haniglo Niglesi, did I not reveal myself in Mitzrayim, is what's important. It's clear that Hashem does not abandon us in galus and just say, whatever happens, happens, and I'll judge you at the end. But instead, he's invested in us, and he's concerned, and he'll give Musar, he'll give guidance. He's with us, paying attention to what's going on. Golu leBavel, the Gemara continues. Then they went into Golus, into Bavel, Babylonia. Shechina imayim. Again, we find that the Shechina was with them. Shene'emar, as we find in the Pasuk in Yeshaya Mem Gimel Yud Dalid. The Pasuk says, Ko Amar Hashem Goalchem Kadosh Yisrael, so says Hashem, the Redeemer of the Jewish people, L'ma'anchem Shilachti Bavelo. The implication is that Hashem himself was sent into exile. And even from the final galus, the one we're in, the one that we will be redeemed from, the Shechina is with us, as we see at the end of days. Shene'emar, v'shav Hashem alokecha eshevuscha, and Hashem will return the remnant, the returnees. V'heishiv lo ne'emar, doesn't say Hashem will return as if he's from on the outside causing the return. Ela v'shav, Hashem himself is returning. Melamed HaKadosh Baruch Hu shav imah mebein ha'golios, Hashem himself returns from Galus. Apparently, he was there. If he's returning with us, then he sent his presence with us into Galus. That was really the original communication that Hashem made with Moshe by the Sneh, was, as Rashi tells us over there, from a thorn bush, as if Hashem is inside the thorn bush, symbolizing Imo Anochi Betzara, I'm with you in your distress. Hashem says, I'm right there with you in your time of guilt, of difficulty. The Gemara continues and tells us, Bibavel Heicha, in Babylonia, where can Hashem be found? His intense presence called the Shechina, where is that? Amar Abaye, Abaye said, Bevei Kenishta de Hutzal, it's in the shul, in the place Hutzal, Ubebe Kenishta de Shafi Yosef ben Ahardo, and in the shul that was dedicated by Yechanya, the famous Yechanya of the original exile, which is described that Mordechai in the story of Esther went with them. That exile that went from Yerushalayim to Babylonia, even before the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash, they dedicated this shul. And it's not that the Shechina is in both places simultaneously. Sometimes it's in the Beit Knishta of Hutzal, and sometimes it's in the Beit Knishta, the shul that was dedicated by Yechanya. Amar Abaye, Abaye said, Tesi li, I'm worthy, you can come to me, Techi merachikna parsa ailona umatzlina hasam. I go out of my way to daven over there, even if I'm a little bit distant. It's a shrine, it's a special place, and I make my effort to go there. The Gemara tells us, one line up from the widest lines, V'ahi lohem l'mikdash ma'at. Hashem says there's such a thing as a mini Beis HaMikdash. Amar Rav Yitzchak, Rav Yitzchak explained, Elu bata kenesios avata midrashos shebebavel. The shuls and yeshivas in Babylonia represent the Mikdash Ma'at, and this, in a degree, is what's being described, that Hashem goes with the Jewish people into Galus, and he can be found in designated places of holiness. Let's skip down one line. Amar Abaye, Meresh hava garisna bevesa umatzlina bevekenishta. Originally, I would learn at home and I would daven in the shul. Kevin deshamis lahaduk Amar David, once I realized the insight of what David said, Hashem ahavti ma'on beisecha. Hashem, I love the dwelling place of your house. I changed my approach, and instead I started learning in the shul so that my learning and my davening should be in the same place. The Gemara in Brachas Daf Ches brings this lesson of Abaye, but also tells us a reverse lesson. The Gemara in Brachas over there describes that Rav Ami and Rav Asi reached the opposite conclusion, and they learnt in a Beis Medrash and davened in a shul until they took heart to this lesson, and then they started davening in the place of their learning. Beni Amude Hecha Dahavu Garsi. They would daven in the same place as they learnt. So again, you see Abaye moving his learning to the shul, and you find Rav Ami and Rav Asi moving their davening to the Beis Medrash. Finally, three lines into the wide, in the name of Rabbi Lazar HaKapor, Asidim Bote Kinesios Ubote Midrasha Shebevavel Sheyikvu Be'eretz Yisrael. The shuls and yeshivas of Bavel, of outside Eretz Yisrael, will, in the future, be relocated to Eretz Yisrael in the times of Mashiach. It's a fascinating tradition. We have to know exactly what it means, but the concept seems to be that the shuls and yeshivas are like embassies of Eretz Yisrael, and they service the Jewish people while we are there in exile, and at a future time, they will be included in the ingathering of the exile. Yeshikoach, thank you for joining.